right, we managed to get John Litchfield back. John, good morning to you.
Hello, Miles. Sorry about that.
No problem. Dominic Strauss-Kahn, this is not the first spot of bother that he's got involved in the last couple of years. I think this is perhaps his third or fourth spot of bother in 2 years. Tell us about a few of the other ones.
Yeah, it depends how you count them. I mean, this is interesting because it's probably the only one in which it'll actually come to a trial, quite possibly. Well, it started off a couple of years ago when he was accused of attempting to rape her. A chambermaid in New York, everyone will remember that, and that was settled out of court. He's always alleged, although he misbehaved, that it was consensual sex, and he came to an arrangement, apparently, of a $1 million-plus payoff to Nafissata Diallo, the chambermaid. And then there was a French writer, Tristan Bannan, who accused him of having assaulted her sexually and attempted to rape her several years before. That turned out to be covered by the statute of limitations, and no trial was possible. This is one that's been around for a while now. The suggestion is that Strauss-Kahn was at the center of a whole network of orgies using prostitutes based in Lille in northern France, but actually happening all over the place, happening in Washington, in Brussels, in Madrid, in Vienna, and in Paris. And the allegation against him is that he essentially was pimping. Now, under French law, that doesn't have to mean that you're taking money for organizing sexual activity. It can just mean that you're organizing it without taking the money. Anyone in any way organizes a sexual activity in which money changes hands can be accused of pimping. And the suggestion is that these parties were being organized for Strauss-Kahn's benefit, but he was also the main organizer.
And who is conducting this investigation?
Well, it's conducted in the French system. Any complicated investigations go to investigating magistrates, who are judges, but they're not judges who sit in court. They're judges who prepare cases and investigate complicated cases. So the two magistrates up in Lille have been investigating this now for a couple of years, and they produced what they thought was fairly watertight evidence that Strauss-Kahn and 12 other people had been involved in organizing these orgies with prostitutes and therefore guilty of pimping under French law. However, the prosecution service a couple of weeks ago decided, no, the case is not strong enough, we don't want to bring a case, and they rejected the file that had been put forward by the investigating magistrates. But even more complicated in the French law, the final decision on whether a trial takes place rests with the magistrates, and they've decided to overrule the prosecution and say, no, a trial should go ahead, Strauss-Kahn should be tried for aggravated pimping. Not quite sure what that means, but it obviously means pimping over a long period with a lot of complicated organization going on, and that a trial should be brought, which is in the strange situation of a trial in which the prosecution service will have to sort of bring the case against Strauss-Kahn, even though they themselves have decided that there isn't a case to answer.
And do we know at this point who is going to come forward and give evidence against Dominic Strauss-Kahn?
Well, a lot of the evidence will come for the young women who are involved, who are French and Belgian young women in their early 20s who have given evidence to the magistrates. Some of it will come from the other defendants, who were people, quite senior people, businessmen, even quite a senior policeman up in northern France. And they were organizing these parties with Strauss-Kahn or for Strauss-Kahn because they believed at the time that they were happening that he was going to be the next president of France. And they believed that if they were so friendly with the next president of France that they were sort of taking part in orgies with him, that there would be good things down the line for them. It's simple as that. So a lot of the evidence comes from them, and it comes from the young women who are involved. Strauss-Kahn, I should say, all along, not denied that he took part in these parties, but he denies that he knew that these young women were prostitutes. He suggests that somehow he thought they were consenting women who were only too pleased to take part in these orgies, even though he'd never met them before.
And what kind of sentence would he face if he were to be found guilty in a case like this?
Well, I think it can go up to a 10-year jail sentence or a big fine. But quite frankly, given that the prosecution didn't even think there was a case against him, I think the chance of him going to jail, certainly serving a jail sentence, are pretty well nil. I think if he is convicted, and he might well be convicted, it's not unknown for cases which have been refused by the prosecution and then come to court to end in convictions. The corruption trial of Jacques Chirac a couple of years ago, you may remember well, that the prosecution then decided they didn't think there was a strong case against Chirac, but the magistrates insisted it go to trial, and he was convicted. He was given a suspended sentence, and I suspect that's probably what Strauss Kahn would get, possibly with a big fine.
John, thank you very much indeed for that information. John Litchfield of the London Independent on the line there from Paris.